الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة صدق الله العظيم. The few questions, few of our youngsters asked the question, there's a lots of whispers comes in our salah. How we can remove the whispers and waswasa in our salah? It's a good question. Most of us can see like first rakat and second rakat, or third rakat or fourth rakat, the different type of whispers or waswasa aate rehte. I asked the same question to Hazrat Maulana Aqil Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, who is the Sheikh Al-Hadith now on the place of Sheikh Yunus Sahib Jaunpuri, Rahimahumullah, in Saharanpur now. Sheikh Aqil Sahib is teaching Hadith from more than 51 years. While we were walking from our hotel to Masjid Nabawi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while entering before, I asked him this question. He told me that normally he wrote one hadith in his kitab in Ad-Durrul Mandud fi Sharh Abi Dawood in 10 volumes. Every year he traveled from Saharanpur to Makkah Mukarramah. He does first Umrah, then he stay Shaban, Ramzan, Shawwal, Dhiqada, Zilhijjah until Hajj, end of Hajj. Wahi rehte hain. And he writes every year one volume in Madina Munawwara. He writes every year one volume of the commentary of Abu Dawud Sharif. From years. So he mentioned that there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif. If a person recite this dua before start of a salah, A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhihi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadeem min ash-shaytani al-rajim. Shaitan himself have taken the qasam and oath not to come by the person. Shaitan ne khud qasam khai hai ke wo nahi aayega jo aadmi ye dua par le. A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhihi al-kareem وسلطان ہل میرے ساتھ پڑھ لو اعوذ باللہ العظیم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. He taught me this hadith just before Zohar. And what happened at the same day after Asr, a alim from Pakistan who was doing takhassus fil hadith in Madina Munawwara in university, one of the great alim from South Africa, the son of Maulana Abbas, Umar, Rahmatullah Ali, he brought him by me. He says, this Maulana always, when he go to sleep, middle of the night he screams, and he wakes everybody up, from 6 months, continuously. 6 months se, ye raat mein 2 baje, 1 baje, utkar scream karte hain, Maulana, alim, big alim. What we can read, what we can do. Still remember the place where he came and met me there. I said, listen, Maulana Aqil Sahib given me today one wazifa. It's a very powerful wazifa. Shaitan is troubling him at night. Read this one before sleep, inshallah, and let me know tomorrow. At the same place, by the umbrella, in Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I wrote it for him. I said, read and keep in your pillow and sleep. And tomorrow, read again. And come back to me and tell me. He says, I'll come tomorrow after Asr here. I said, no worries. You can come down and speak to me. Dusre din wo aaya mere paas. Usne kaha, 6 months ke baad main aaj itna aaram se soya hoon, mujhe koi takleef nahi hui hai. Can you believe that? A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhihi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadeem min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Hazrat told me to recite 3 times before you begin your salah. Sometimes people don't remember this dua. Another wazifa mentioned by Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullahi, who was Ajilla and great Khalif of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi. He mentioned in his kitab, in Majalisul Abrar. He said, if the whisper comes in our, remember, don't bring whispers. Waswasa lana nahi hai. Don't bring whispers. But it comes in your salah, then try to remove. Try to remove. Don't carry on like this. Because sometimes we start our namaz, when it's beginning, when it's ending, what the Imam Sahib read, we don't even know. She don't bring. If it's a bring, it's a major sin. Because in hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you stand in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in your salah, Allah is in front of you. Allah is in front of you. And when you bring whispers and thinking of worldly affairs, then Allah tells him, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah tells him, listen, is there anybody more powerful, more better than me? They're thinking of that person. We're thinking of the things. But still he carry on his whispers in his salah. Then second time. Then third time. After third time Allah says, I don't need his namaz. Throw his namaz on his face. That's what Ali radiallahu anhu said. Subhanallah. Mentioned by Mawlana Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, fazail salah also. That when I want to talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is to make wuzu and stand in salah. Like I am talking to Allah Ta'ala. And when I want that Allah talks to me, to make wuzu and sit down, open the Quran like Allah is talking to me. So Mawlana Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, if you cannot remember that dua of Abu Dawud Sharif, A'udhu Billahi Al-Azim, Wa Biwajhi Al-Kareem, Wa Sultan Al-Qadeem, Mina Shaitan Al-Rajeem, then it's easiest wazifa that you can read 7 times, La Hawla, وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ before we begin our salah. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned amazing two things to constitute in our salah, in our prayer. Number one, he mentioned, do wuzu perfectly according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whisper is not going to come in your salah. Jitni sunnat mustahabbat, miswak se lekar, dua se lekar, end tak, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, if you do wuzu according to sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you enter in masjid with reciting dua, masjid dua, bismillahi, As-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah. Allahumma abtahli abwaba rahmatik. And make intention, nawaitu la'atikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. Until I remain in masjid, I'm making intention of atikaf, nafal atikaf. And then you start your sunnahs and faras. The whisper is not going to come in salah. The second thing he mentioned, that when you stand in salah, just look at the place where it's mentioned in the hadith. When you stand in qiyam, you're supposed to look at the place of sajda. When you go in ruku, then you must look at on the toes. Sami Allahu liman hamida, again at the place of sajda. Then in sajda, just look at your nose. And when you sit down, you just look at your, in your left, or your shahadat finger. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna. Through eyes also, and through fingers also, you pointing, there is none worthy of worship but one Allah. Ye nuskha bhi ajeeb hai. Aap try karna. Try karke dekh le. Namaz mein agar waswa se aate ho, to jahan par, yani sajde ki jaga wahan dekho. Concentrate and devotion that on the place where you are going to make sajda. And in ruku, in sajda, ab dekh le namaz mein waswasa nahi aayega. Allama Shami rahmatullah alayhi says, the yawn is from shaitan. The yawning is from shaitan. But if you think that Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam never had the yawn, so straight away the yawn will stop. Allama Shami rahmatullah mentioned Ibn Abidin rahimahumullah. So this is the answer of the youngsters who asked me, two of them or three of them, about the whispers in Salah. Second thing, there are so many virtues of Nawafil Salah. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to do that. Number one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to perform and lead Fajr Salah, then he used to sit on his place until sunrise. So to do Zikrullah, sometimes he used to ask the Sahaba, do you have any dream? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometimes he is explaining his dream also. There are many ahadiths. Then after sunrise, 10 minutes after sunrise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read Ishraq. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala narrated the hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi rahimahumullah on the page of 131. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Jo subah ki namaz jamaat se pare, those who perform fajr salah with jamaat in masjid, phir bait karke Allah ka zikr karta rahe, then continues his zikr. Zikrullah is not Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah. Any work of the deen. Quran, talking something about Allah Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deeni guptagu, chupi, sab ke sab. Even namaz also zikrullah. Wa aqimis salata li zikri. Even to recite Quran also zikr. Uske baad suraj nikal jaye. Then you perform your two rakat namaz with intention of nafal, ishraq namaz. Kya sabab milega? Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate hain, hajjatun wa umratun tammatun tammatun tamma. Usko ek hajj aur umre ka mukammal hajj, mukammal umra, tamma, mukammal, mukammal, complete hajj and umra's reward. Narrated by Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah. Imam Munziri also narrated in his kitab At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib hadith. Imam Munziri rahmatullah alayhi narrated another hadith of Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, jo subah ki namaz jamaat ke saath par le, phir tulu'e shams tak baith kar zikr kare, phir do rakat padhe, to wo masjid se jayega apne ghar, hajj aur umrah ka sawab lekar jayega. He's carrying the reward of hajj and umrah. Those who perform two rakat ishraq. But remember one thing. Muhaddiseen explaining that ishraq and chast both is same according to Muhaddiseen. If you perform your two rakat namaz or four rakat earlier, that's called ishraq. And if you perform little bit later, it's called chast. Sufi Hazrat said, Sufiya, they say that ishraq is different and chast is different. Both namaz are different. While there are different hadiths, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was reading ishraq after sunrise and before zawal used to read sometime four rakat. Is another hadith is coming just now inshallah about chast also. Sometime he used to read four rakats, two rakats, six rakats, eight rakats. He performed eight rakats in the house of Ummehani radiallahu ta'ala anha when he went to conquer the Makkah Mukarrama. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dusri ek baat hai, jo aadmi, fajr ki namaz parkar sunrise se pehle so jata hai, to uski rozi mein barkat nahi hoti. Ye question maine pucha Hazrat Sheikh Yunus sahab rahmatullah alayh se, to Hazrat ne kaha baaz martaba ijazat hai jaise aadmi puri raat jagta hai, shab-e-barat mein, shab-e-qadr mein, ramzan mein, ab ye bahut tired ho gaya to thodi der so jaye aur uske baad uthkar ishraq padhe, chaas padhe, to uske liye ye hadith nahi hai. Ye unke liye jo aadat bana le, those who make habit to read Fajr namaz and went to sleep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read every day do zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, jo shakhs subah ki namaz par le, phir usi jagah baitha rahe, use maqbool hajj aur umrah ka sawab, accepted hajj and umrah. If I go and perform hajj and umrah, I don't know, is accepted by Allah or not. Here you read 2 rakat namaz. With devotion and presentation, inshallah, we will get a maqbool hajj and umrah reward. Imam Bayhaqi narrated the hadith in his kitab in Shawb al-Iman. In first volume, in kitab al-Salah, Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrated, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا جو شخص صبح کی نماز پڑھے من قرأ صلاة الفجر پھر ذکر کرتا رہے کنٹینیوس سورج طلوع ہو جائے پھر 2 رکعت پڑھے دوز پرفارم فجر صلاة وتھ جماع اینڈ دین سٹ آن ہز پلیس اینڈ ڈو ذکر آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی اینڈ آفٹر سن رائز get up and perform 2 rakat namaz, nafal namaz, farmaya jahannam uski khal ko nahi chuegi. Jahannam, the fire of hell is not going to touch his body. The fire of jahannam is not going to touch his body. Uski khal ko nahi chuegi. Allah Akbar. Imam Abu Ya'la narrated, Imam Munziri also narrated, the hadith in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib and in Musnad Yala, Abu Yala. What a cheeky kitab, Musnad Yala, a hadith man. Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He narrated from Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell, he said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that jo shakhs fajr ki namaz padhe aur us jagah baith kar duniya ki koi baat na kare. Don't talk about the worldly affairs. Sit and do zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah ke kaam mein koi bhi neki ka kaam laga rahe. Kitab parne ka kaam hai, Quran parne ka kaam hai. There are so many deeni work you can do on place. Oh. Uske baad, if a person perform 4 rakat, 2 and 2, 4 rakat, ishraq, wo gunah se aisa nikal jayega jaise آج ہی اپنی ماں کے پیٹ سے پیدا ہوا ہے. His all the sins are forgiven like he's born today. کہاں ہم جا رہے ہیں دیکھو. We can earn the reward every day. We can get the reward حج and عمرہ every day. امام منذری رحمت اللہ علیہ narrated from Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se, kya farmata Allah ke Nabi, mujhe khandan Ismail ke 4 gulam azad karne se zyada pasand hai. Kya kehte hain? 4 gulam. If I free 4 slaves from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, meaning Arab gulam, if you free 1 slave in the path of Allah, the fire of hell is haram upon a person. Here 4 slaves, and that also Arab slave, from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salat wa salam. Mujhe zyada pasand hai. He said, I love to sit on the place after Fajr Salah and do zikr of Allah. And then I stand up and read 2 rakat namaz. After sunrise and similarly after Asr till Maghrib, perform my Asr Salah and sit on my place and do zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So that means you freeing 4 slaves in the morning and 4 slaves evening. Allahu Akbar. Kabhi ye bhi to tajruba kar lo. Wo kehte hai na, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi ki baat nakal ki hai, ڈاکٹر عبد الحی صاحب نے, کہ دنیا والوں کو تو بہت آزمایا جائے, اللہ کو بھی آزما لو. دنیا والوں کو تو بہت آزمایا, अल्लाह को भी तो आजमाओ, अल्लाह कितना बड़ा है, कभी ये तो देखो क्या क्या दे रहा है हमें। दुनिया की फिक्रें बड़ी की है, कभी अल्लाह के सामने आकर ये भी तो कर लो। डू दिस ऑल्सो इन फ्रंट ऑफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला, सी हाउ मच अल्लाह विल गिव अस, ही इज वेटिंग। राह दिखलाए किसे कोई राह रवे मंजिल ही नहीं, हु वी कैन शो द पाथ टू वॉक, देयर इज नोबडी to come towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Suhail ibn Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala's hadith, subhanallah, narrated by Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dalvi rahmatullahi in the Sharaf Mishkat in Farsi. He wrote the Sharaf Mishkat in Persian language, Ashiyatul Lam'at, Ashiyatul Lam'at, and also mentioned this hadith in A'la'us Sunan. Also mentioned this hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif. That Suhail bin Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated. He is narrating from his father, from Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmate hain, jo shaks subah ki namaz par kar apni jagah baita rahe aur phir do rakat namaz padhe, to uske gunah sare maaf ho jate hain, chahe wo samandar ki jhaag ke barabar ho. Allah forgive his entire sins, even though the equal of the foam of the ocean. Imagine how much reward just for ishraq, and how much reward for farz salat and a nafal. See, in the beginning of the day we must perform 4 rakat namaz, hadith qudsi, Allah is sufficient for you for whole day. Hadith is quoted by in Majmu'uz Zawaid. अल्लाह अकबर। ये तो हो गया चाश्त की नमाज, जो दो तीन हजरात ने मुझे पूछा कि चाश्त के बारे में भी, उन्होंने पूछा मुझे सलात तस्बीह का भी, लेकिन लेट्स गो चाश्त, ये इशराक की नमाज का हो गया, लेट्स बी गो टू अहादीस ऑफ चाश्त। चाय नहीं चाश्त, भूख लगी हो चाय भी आ जाती है, इस चाश्त proper, the sun is shining just. The hadith is quoted in Bukhari, in Muslim, in Abu Dawud, in Tirmizi, narrated by Umme Hani radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 8 rakat of just in my house on the day of Fatih Makkah. Subhanallah. The hadith is quoted in Muslim Sharif also. Narrated by Itban ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Zadul Ma'ad by Ibn Qayyim Zawji rahimahullah. Ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 2 rakat namaz of chas in his salah, in his house. 2 rakat. To his, according to our time, if you got time, you can read 8 rakats, 12 rakats, 6 rakats, you can read 4 rakats, and if you have no time, at least read 2 rakat namaz. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed sometime 6 rakat with 1 salam, and sometime with 2 salam. What do you mean 2 salam? Meaning 2 rakats and 2 rakats. Remember one masala, as I mentioned before also. Beside Faraz Salah, Qubti Saeed Saab Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this masala. Let me repeat again this masala in his kitab, in Tuhfatul Al-Ma'i Sharh Tirmizi, in Kitab Salah. He says, aaj hame sahi tarike par namaz padhte hi nahi aata hai. There are so many things we are just repeating as we have learned when we were small. Chote hote the. Jaise maine us din masla bayan kiya tha. Bachpan se humne padh Rabbana lakal ham, easiest way, Rabbana lakal ham. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed, that's 4 hadith. Sometime he read Rabbana lakal ham. Sometime he read Rabbana walakal ham. Sometime he read Allahumma lakal ham. Sometime he read Allahumma Rabbana walakal ham. Sahib sahab farmate hain, bahut achhi baat,
فرمایا حدیث میں ہے یہ ساری دعا, لیکن احناب کے یہاں سب سے زیادہ ثواب اللہم ربنا ولک الحمد کا ہے. احناب کے یہاں, I'm talking according to the مذہب of احناب, ہم بچپن سے وہی پڑھتے ہیں ربنا لک الحمد. فرمایا احناب کے یہاں سب سے زیادہ ثواب اللہم ربنا ولک الحمد کا ہے. Similarly mentioned that four rakat of farz salah and any wajib salah like a three wajib witr and four rakat of sunnat before zuhar beside this three salah, farz, wajib and four rakat of sunnat before zuhar, beside this any other four rakats, jitni bhi char rakat ho, asr se pehle ki char rakat, isha ki pehle ki char rakat, or normally I'm reading four rakat nafal namaz, in tamam mein, beside this farz salah, wajib salah and four rakat before zuhar, beside these namaz, jitni namaz hai usme on the first attahiyat, what we do till today, we stand up after attahiyat, stand up after attahiyat. Farmate hain asal masla ye hai attahiyatu lillahi, then durud ibrahim, then dua, then you stand up. Hazrat farmate hain then you stand up, isliye ke nafal shufa shufa hai, do do hai, is all the nafal, you read two rakats. Similar how you do two rakats and you end till dua, similarly four rakat nafal and beside four rakat of sunnats or before zuhar, all the sunnats and nawafil of four rakats, you have to read in first attahiyat, second is there, second attahiyat, first attahiyat, attahiyatu lillahi and durud ibrahim and dua, and you stand up for third rakat. Malum hai masla? اسی لیے کہتے ہیں کہ بیٹھو, مسئلے سمجھ میں آئیں گے. حضرت نے ایک اور مسئلہ لکھا ہے بہت اچھا. ہم لوگ سجدے سہوا کرتے ہیں نا, کیسے کرتے ہیں؟ امام کے پیچھے بھی انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ امام جسٹ ریڈ التحیات, اف ہی مس واجب ان ہز صلاہ دین واٹ ہی ڈو, ہی ریڈ التحیات للہ اینڈ سلام اینڈ ٹو سجدہ. وائی, واٹس دی ریزن؟ اس لیے کہ اگر کسی کی رکعت چھوٹ گئی ہے, the person who miss his salah, if his imam complete till attahiyat and durud ibrahim and dua پورا پڑے گا, تو what will happen? The person جو جس کی رکعت گئی ہے نا, اس کے لیے پرابلم ہو جائے گا. یہ اچانک اتحیات کے بعد سلام پھرے گا تو لوگ چوکنے ہو جائیں گے, some mistake taken place in salah, that's why the quick salam. Normal masla, when I perform alone my namaz, faraz, wajib, or sunnat, any wajib I miss in my salah, any wajib I miss in my salah, what we should do? Sajda salam, to sajda. First we have to read full attahiyat, durud ibrahim, and dua, then assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then to sajda, then sit down. And only at tahiyya and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Namaz mein to isliye ke piche wale ko chukanna karne ke liye, asal masla aisa hai, bas samajh mein aa rahi hai, you understand or not? Ke upar se ja raha hai aisa. Baaz masail abhi tak hame namaz padhte nahi, bahut sare namaz ke masail hain, bahut sare namaz ke masail hain jo hum seekhte nahi hai. Namaz bhi seekhne ki cheez hai. Sahaba, they were no Bukhari, Muslim and Tirmizi. They used to teach practically wuzu and namaz. Practically. Aao main tumhe wuzu sikhaun. Aao main tumhe namaz sikhaun. Kaise namaz? Kaise sajda karna hai? Hadith mein, Tirmizi Sharif. Irji fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Ja. Wapas namaz par le. Sahabi came and he performed quick salah and he came, assalamu alaikum ya rasulullah. Answered him and says, go back and read your namaz, repeat your namaz. He went back, he repeated his salah
same way, up and down, kiss the ground, jaise main kehta hu tum logo. Jaldi 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 jaldi. He went back. Assalamu alaikum. Irji, fasalli, painna kalam tu salli. Go back and read your namaz. The third time, same thing happened. And he said, Ya Rasul, I don't know how to perform. You teach me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him namaz. Subhanallah. Namaz bhi seekhne ki cheez hai. Seekhne ki cheez hai. Isi liye to keh rahe hai, 10 din ke liye nikal jau. 40 din ke liye jau. Usme surat bhi seekh loge. Usme namaz bhi seekh loge. Wuzu bhi seekh loge. Baithe baithe. Sari cheeze seekhne ki milegi. Aur main kaha karta hu, aapne fajar ke baad ایک مسئلہ سیکھ لیا آپ کو عبداللہ بن مسعود ہمارے حضرت حکیم اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی قبر کو نور سے بھر دے ایک مرتبہ حضرت کا بیان چل رہا تھا ایسے اور مولانا ہارون عباس عمر جو ہمارا شیخ الحدیث سے وہاں وہ تشریف لائے مغرب کے بعد پروگرام تھا میں وہ بالکل سامنے بیٹھا ہوا تھا وہ آئے اور آنے کے بعد بیٹھ گئے فرمایا مولانا ہارون آپ نے سنت پڑھی میں جی نفل پڑھی کہا نہیں کیوں نہیں پڑھی Why didn't perform two rakat نفل کہا حضرت آپ کا بیان سننے کے لیے کہا تو سب سے بڑا مفتی ہے کیا فرمایا تو سب سے بڑا مفتی ہے دو رکعت نفل پر وہ ثواب نہیں ملے گا جو ثواب مسائل سیکھنے پر ملیں گے عبداللہ then he mentioned this حدیث عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said if you learn one masala you will get the reward of 1000 نفل رکعات 1000 نفل رکعات آپ پڑھ سکتے ہیں نہیں پڑھ سکتے ہیں لیکن آج مسجد بھی کروی لگتی ہے آتے نہیں لوگ او جلدی جلدی آئے بھگ گئے جلدی جلدی آئے last and first came last went first Especially our youngsters, mashallah. There are lots of youngsters, mashallah, sitting in i'tikaf also. May Allah accept each and everybody's i'tikaf, mashallah. Amen. And make dua, I'm just requesting to our jamaat also, mashallah. And make dua for our youngsters also. They join also, inshallah, in the masjid always, inshallah. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his two rakat also, four rakat also, six rakats also, eight rakat also. Kya sawab hai? Imam Tirmizi. Imam Ibn Majah narrated this hadith. Also, Ibn Qayyim Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in Zadul Ma'ad. Ye hamara nashta hai. Ye hamara kya hai? Ye nashta hai. This is our breakfast. Our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say, Main nashta nahi karta. Main nashta nahi karta. Jab tak 70,000 farishton ko meri khidmat mein na lagau. I don't eat breakfast until I appoint 70,000 angels to do my work. Says that kya hai? Farmaya Maqil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu's hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says those who perform, those who recite last three ayat of Suratul Hashr, huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu till end. With A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. And the last three ayat of Suratul Hashr, the 70,000 angels make dua of forgiveness for him from morning till evening. Then, if you recite after Maghrib, same. Ibn Qayyim Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi said that our Shaykh Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, when he used to get up for tahajjud, from tahajjud until sunrise, he used to do zikr of Allah, namaz, Quran, zikrullah. One day we told him, Hazrat, today we have to go in journey. So we will have quick breakfast, then we will leave. Hazrat said, Jao khana khalo, you eat your breakfast, I'm coming. Ibn Qayyim said, I went, I finished, everybody finished our breakfast, and Hazrat is not coming to eat breakfast. Now time to leave. In Safar, time ho gaya. So they said, Hazrat, Ibn Qayyim said to Hazrat, Hazrat, time ho gaya, aur aapne nashta nahi kiya. Farmaya, maine nashta Allah ke ghar mein kar liya. I finished my breakfast in the house of Allah with two rakat of Ishraq Salah. With zikrullah. This is the breakfast for my kabar.
This breakfast is for on the day of, for, will help me on the day of Qiyamah. And it's going to be shine for me on Pul Sirat.
That was our Kabirin Bhai.
I was saying that, might you have heard the name of Maulana Asadullah Sahab, who was the ustad of Maulana Zakaria Sahab, Shaykh al-Hadees. Hazrat Maulana Zakaria Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Asadullah Sahab, Shaykh al-Hadees. Nazim-e-Talimat of Darulum Sahrampur. Ustad of Shaykh Yunus Sahab. I heard 1,000 times the virtues, the fazail, meaning that so much praising about from the mouth of Maulana Shaykh Yunus Sahab about Maulana Asadullah Sahab. Wallah ka wali tha, muhaddis bhi tha, muhakkik bhi tha, muhtamim bhi tha. Yeah. Maulana Manzoor Nomani Sahab, might you have the name, who wrote the Maariful Hadith in so many volumes there. Maariful Hadith. Maulana Manzoor Nomani used to make khidmat for Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahab. Used to make khidmat for Maulana Asadullah Sahab. Maulana Asadullah Sahab always used to do zikr of Allah. And there is no zikr that he used to talk something about the zikr of Allah. Finishing now. Time is up now. So one day, Mufti Muzaffar Hussain Sahab Kandhelvi Rahmatullah Ali and Maulana Munir Sahab, Shaykh al-Hadith of Sahranpur, and Maulana Asadullah Sahab, they were traveling from Medina, from Sahranpur to Kandla. Kyu? Masjid mein, madrasa mein, bachon ke liye khana nahi hai. You know, it was a time to get from the people the rice, barley, wheat. We used to go in the village to get from them some collection for madrasa boys. So they were traveling. Wo tanga bolte hamare yahan goragari. Goragari hoti hai na. Baith jati hai aadmi baith jaye aur uske sath safar kar rahe the. Sabse pehla sawal Maulana Asadullah Sahab asked Maulana Munir Sahab, you were teaching the hadith from years and years. Do you know any hadith? Best hadith is full of reward. So much reward. Maulana Munir Sahab said, Ji Hazrat, wo hai. If you walk in market and if you read the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, you will get a reward just to recite one time fourth kalima. You will get a reward of 20,000. 20,000 rewards. 20 lakh. Phir kaha tha. Tum batao, Mufti Muzaffar Hussain Sahab, tum to Tirmidhi Sharif padhate hain 40 saal se. You teaching Tirmidhi Sharif from 40 years. I have seen him, Hazrat, Subhanallah. I took my younger daughter. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Muzaffar Hussain Sahab, Rahmatullah, he said, Hazrat, Friday, if a person do proper bath, wuzu, bath, according to sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then put nice clothes on, put some perfume, and he walking towards the masjid on each and every footsteps. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif in Kitab al-Jum'ah. On each and every footsteps, the person will get reward. 1 year fasting, 1 year tahajjud. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif. 1 year fasting and 1 year tahajjud, you can open Tirmidhi in Kitab al-Jum'ah. Is written there. Oh, subhanallah. Amazing reward. Hazrat, aapne hame pooch liya. Aap batao. Maulana Asadullah, aap batao. Maulana Asadullah sahab said, Subhanallah. Farmaya, if you say 3 times in the morning and evening, Allahumma gfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Allah forgive entire believers, the male and females of the world. Kya milega? Farmaya, duniya mein jitne log zinda hai, jitne mar chuke hai, sab ke barabar sawab milega. You will get the reward. The amount of the people, those who alive and those who death. Allah Akbar. Then he narrated the hadith. Subhanallah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever recites this dua, 25 according to one hadith and 27 according to second hadith narrated both by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The person who narrates this recite this dua 25 or 27 times, then Allah will make him the mustajabu da'wat. What you mean mustajabu da'wat? Mustajabu da'wat वो लोग हैं जिनकी वजह से अल्लाह दुनिया में रहमतें और बरकतें उतारता है. Those people, because of them, Allah descending His barakah and blessing and sustenance in this world. Allah usko mustajabud dawat banayenge. To main to baat kar raha tha, khatam kar deta hu. Maulana Sadullah sahab, Maulana Manzoor Nomani sahab, Subhanallah, used to make khidmat, wash his clothes. Wo kolse wali ayin hoti hai na, se ayin karke, like how we did to our asatiza. So does Hazrat. The West, no, old people, they were the West inside and they're pocket inside. Might have seen some of our old grandfathers, you know that. They were a pocket inside here, on the West, you know that. So, Hazrat, tomorrow West bhi thoda dirty ho gaya hai, bahut din ho gaya, la main dho dalo. I can wash that also. Hazrat ne nikala hai, sir. Nikal karke jao, isko bhi dho lo. Sukha karke mujhe de do. He took to wash, he took it to wash that West. Usme, before the wash the West, he saw the one small piece of paper. He took it out. He looked inside. It was written 3, 5, 7, 8 numbers. Numbers was written there. First day and then 3, second day 5, then 8, then 10. Was numbers were written there. He left one side. He washed his banyan vest and when he dried, he took that piece of paper also and banyan also. Hazrat, maine ye chitti aapki par li hai. What is it? I read this, your paper. It's written some number. Hazrat got so angry, so angry, so angry. Tum hadith padhate ho, tumhe pata nahi hai. Abu Dawood Sharif mein hai, kisi ke khat ko parna aisa hai, jaise tum jahannam ke andar dekh rahe ho. Abu Dawood Sharif ke hadith hai. Kisi ke letter ko, without permission to read, it's like you're looking inside the jahannam, hell. Allahu Akbar. Wo chitti le li Hazrat ne. Jao yahan se niklo. Usse main nikal diya. Maulana Manzoor Nomani sahab farmate hain, main bahut roya. I was crying. Why I did this? But later on he called me. Manzoor, idhar aao. Main andar gaya. Mere sar par haath rakha. Ab aisa nahi karna. Don't do again. No? How was happening to us also. We used to stand outside for hours and we used to cry. Subhanallah. Andar bulaya. Hazrat, maaf kijiye, maine aisa kiya. Jaate jaate ka Hazrat, ye to bata do, ye to number hai, usme aap itne gusse kyun ho gaye? Wo just numbers. Why you got so angry? What happened? Farmaya, agar tum mujhse promise karo, then I'll tell you. Otherwise not. You're not going to tell nobody. Yes, you can tell after my death. Farmaya, ye kya Hazrat? Kaha main rozana kabhi 5 martaba salat aur tasbih padhta hoon, kabhi 10 martaba. کبھی سات مرتبہ بھائی یہ تو شیخ الحدیث تھے ہم تو کہتے ہیں ضعیف ہے ضعیف ہے ضعیف ہے یہ لوگ ضعیف نہیں یہ تو بڑے سٹرونگ تھے ان کو پتا ہے کہ اس میں اللہ نے کیا رکھا ہے اللہ اکبر انشاءاللہ tomorrow we're going to explain about salat tasbih as a oh mashallah brother asked me to explain also inshallah tomorrow I was going to do tafsir today, lekin in do aadmiyon ki wajah se maine dimag mein bhi socha ke log kuch fazail bayan kar do. So, aur log koi fayda ho jaye inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala hamara sunna baithna kabul farma inshaAllah. Ya Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yunbaghi li jalali wajhika wa li azim sultani. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin, ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya akramul akramin, ya akramul akramin, ya akramul akramin, ya akramul akramin. یا اللہ یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم یا رؤوف یا غفار یا غافر الذنب وقابل التوب یا اکرم الاکرمین یا حنان یا منان یا حی یا قیوم یا حی یا قیوم یا حی یا قیوم یا قادر یا مقتدر اللهم صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللہ تیرے گھر میں تیرے گھر میں تیری ہی بات کے تیری ہی بات کو بیان کر کے ہم مزے لے رہے ہیں اللہ اے اللہ تیری ہی بات سن رہے ہیں تیرے پیارے حبیب کی بات سن رہے ہیں روزے کی حالت میں ہیں تیرے گھر میں بیٹھے ہیں تیرے فرشتے گواہ ہیں تیرے نبی کا فرمان ہے صحیح بخاری کی روایت ہے جہاں مجلسیں ہوتی ہیں وہاں فرشتے بیٹھ جاتے ہیں اللہ تو جاننے کے باوجود بھی فرشتوں سے پوچھتا ہے
بڑی لمبی حدیث ہے, اس میں اخیر میں تو فرشتوں سے کہتا ہے جاؤ تم گواہ رہو میں نے اس مجلس والے کی مغفرت کر دی, اے اللہ اس مجلس پر بھی نظر رحمت فرما دے اور ہماری مغفرت کر دے اللہ, ہماری مغفرت کر دے اللہ, ہماری مغفرت کر دے اللہ, اور ہم نہیں بھولتے ہیں ہماری آل اولاد کو بھی معاف کر دے, ہماری آل اولاد کو بھی معاف کر دے, ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے ماں باپ جنہوں نے ہمیں پڑھایا عالم بنایا, اے اللہ ان کو معاف کر دے اللہ, ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا دے, جن کے ماں باپ زندہ ہیں انہیں عافیت نصیب فرما, انہیں صحت نصیب فرما, اے اللہ انہیں سکون نصیب فرما, اللہ ہمارے بھائی بہنوں کی مغفرت فرما, دوست احباب کی مغفرت فرما, اے اللہ پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دے, پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دے, امت کا کوئی پرسان حال نہیں ہے, امت کا کوئی پرسان حال نہیں ہے, ہم اپنی کامیابی دنیا میں تلاش کر رہے ہیں, اللہ تو نے کامیابی تیرے دین میں رکھی ہے, اللہ تیرے دین کو سمجھنے کی اور اس پر چلنے کی اور اس پر عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرما, اے اللہ کھوئی ہوئی امت کو دوبارہ صراط مستقیم پر چلا دے, اے اللہ بھاگی ہوئی امت کو, تیرے دین سے بھاگی ہوئی امت کو دوبارہ اے اللہ صراط مستقیم کے پلیٹ فارم پر کھڑا فرما دے, اے اللہ دین کی سمجھ نصیب فرما, ایمان والوں کے ایمان کو مضبوط فرما, اور جن کے پاس ایمان نہیں وہ بھی ہمارے بھائی انہیں کلمہ دے کر ان کو ہمارا مومنی بھائی بنا دے اللہ, ان کو بھی دین کا اللہ دین کا دائی بنا دے, ایمان دے کر ان کو بھی جنت والا بنا دے, اے اللہ جن جن لوگوں کے لیے تم نے اے اللہ آپ نے کلمہ لکھا ہے انہیں ایمان کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما, ہماری زندگیوں میں سکون نصیب فرما, ہماری اس مسجد کو آباد فرما, ہماری اس مسجد کو آباد فرما, اے اللہ فکر کرنے والوں سے آباد فرما, نمازیوں سے آباد فرما, صالح اور نیک لوگوں سے آباد فرما, علماء اور حفاظ سے آباد فرما, اس مسجد سے ساری دنیا میں ہوائیں پھیلا دے, ہدایت کی ہوائیں پھیلا دے, ہدایت کی ہوائیں پھیلا دے, اور اس کے آباد کرنے والوں کو بھی آباد فرما, اے اللہ اس مسجد میں جماعت آئی ہے ان کا آنا قبول فرما, ان کے قدم قدم کو ہم سب کے لیے خیر و برکت کا ذریعہ بنا, خیر و برکت کا ذریعہ بنا, عافیت کا ذریعہ بنا, صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کا ذریعہ بنا, جہاں جہاں لوگ چلے دی اللہ کے راستے میں ان کی چلت پھرت کو قبول فرما, اور جہاں جہاں جماعتیں چل رہی ہیں پوری دنیا میں سب کا نکلنا چلنا قبول فرما, سارے مرکزوں کو قبول فرما, اے اللہ جہاں جہاں خانقاہیں چل رہی ہیں سارے دین کے کام کو قبول فرما, مسجدوں میں, مدرسوں میں, مکتبوں میں جہاں جہاں تعلیم ہو رہی ہے تو قبول فرما, علماء کی حفاظت فرما, صلحاء کی حفاظت فرما, ایمان والوں کی حفاظت فرما, مرد عورتوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے جوانوں کی حفاظت فرما, جوانوں کو دین کی طرف متوجہ فرما, اللہ ہماری آہ سن لے, اللہ ہماری آہ سن لے, جوانوں سے اس مسجد کو بھر دے, اے اللہ جوانوں کو صراط مستقیم پر چلا دے, اے اللہ ہماری انگلی پکڑ کر صراط مستقیم پر چلا دے, اے اللہ پھسلنے سے, بگڑنے سے, گمراہیوں سے, فتنوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما, حسد اور بغض اور کینہ کپٹ سے ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما, ظاہری باطنی گناہوں سے ہم سب کو صاف فرما, ہماری مغفرت فرما, اللہ جب تک باقی رکھے ایمان پر باقی رکھنا, اور جب موت آئے اے اللہ ہر ایک کو اپنے اپنے وقت پر خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب کر دینا, ایسی موت دینا کہ تیرا فرشتہ کہتا ہو یا ایتھا النفس المطمئنہ ارجعی الی ربک راضیہ مرضیہ فادخلی فی عبادی وادخلی جنتی, ایسی موت دینا اے اللہ کام کرتے کرتے دین کا کام کرتے کرتے زندگی گزر جائے اور کام کرتے کرتے موت آ جائے, ایسی زندگی اور ایسی موت میں نصیب فرما, وصلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد والہ وصحبہ اجمعین, رحمتہ اللہ.